Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor.
Hallelujah for your name, God. Oh, devil, you're a liar. We've been praying. You all couldn't hear us praying here, but we've been praying for the last 10 minutes here. But we thank God that the Holy Spirit is moving. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your direction this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your guidance and your protection. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, as we come, Lord God, we come to receive today. Amen. We come to be changed, Lord God. Let there be a renewing of our mind this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. But it's you that has kept us, oh God. It's you that has saved us. It is you, Father God, that has sent your only begotten Son, oh God, to die for us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. That by the stripes that we are healed and we receive by faith and say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty miracles, oh God. Lord, move mighty on your children this day, oh God. Lord, we come to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God. Oh Lord, change, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Lord, come and do a new thing in us, source and to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance spirit that's operating on the mind of this day. Any spirit that's operating on our side of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the roots of, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, to protect us and everyone that we pray for today, all that sin served on today, all that purpose and heart to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to protect us, oh God, and all that we have and all that we will have, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. wherever we are mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch us right now. Begin to do the miraculous, do great and mighty things, Father God. Whatever a miracle is needed, do it for the glory of Jesus. Let's do unquestionable miracles and build up our faith so that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles today to happen in our lives, oh God. Remove every delay to our miracle. Remove every stone and block, oh God, to our miracle, oh God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your grace and your sufficient grace and mercy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, for your love, hallelujah, right now, oh God, that through, hallelujah, your grace, great things are going to begin to happen today. Great and mighty things, oh God, because we believe and trust in you, oh God, that they're going to happen today, oh God, in our lives and all the whom we pray for, oh God, and we will go to a greater glory, greater altitude in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, do what only you can do, oh God, and we know that you can do all things, and so, oh Lord, I'm going to intervene right now, hallelujah. Whatever a miracle is needed, let it take place. Whatever a healing is needed, let it take place. Whatever a deliverance is needed, amen, let it take place. Let it begin to happen for the glory of Jesus Christ, so that the whole world may see and know that Jesus is the Lord, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, they may see and know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, amen. Open up the way, Lord God. Begin to open the way where it seems to be the way. We know you, Father God, to be a way maker, oh God. We know we find ourselves in the way, oh God. And the way is closed where it's a dead end, where it seems like the end. Begin to open up the way, amen. Hallelujah. Begin to make a way where it seems to be the way. Do the impossible, oh God, for your children. Do miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Father, we pray right now. Do creative miracles, great and mighty things, oh God. Lord, we pray, let us see these, oh God. Let signs and wonders and miracles begin to take place in our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, let great and mighty things begin to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Father God, we pray for every marriage this morning that you have ordained, oh God. We pray, Father God, right now that you have blessed, oh God, every marriage that you have called forward. Lord, we ask that you increase love in the marriage, peace and patience. Lord, that you respect, oh God. Oh Lord, restore the beauty of the marriage, oh God. Oh Lord, let he and her, oh God, have eyes for one another, new eyes to see, oh God, the blessings, the favor that you've given them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We counsel every assignment again. It's every marriage this morning that you ordained, Father God, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that every marriage ordained by heaven is one of them. It's blessed and we are victorious in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for the protection of our children, grandchildren and children to come. Oh Lord, we ask that you count your word and angels around them. Protect them, oh God, in every way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We count for every assignment of the wicked one against our children, against our bloodline, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, my Lord, my God, and we thank him, we declare that we have victory over our children, victory over our finances, victory over our businesses, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that we are right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that every need is met, amen, that there's no lack in our goodness, amen, there's no lack in our comfort, and all with the blessings that you give, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for every mercy that you ordained, Father God. We pray for your strength out today, oh God. Let them receive supernatural strength, supernatural blessing, supernatural favor, oh God. We pray for every apostle that you ordained in the firm, oh God. Right now, oh God, that you will continue to pour lightning into them, oh God. Your wisdom, oh God, and knowledge of who you are. To operate out fully in the faith and in the office of an apostle, oh God. Hallelujah. Let me not see no good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, every evangelist, oh God, that you ordained and called, oh God, to be your seal, oh God, we pray the strength of Houston and pray the strength of Moses this day, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that every neediness, oh God, Lord, your blessing will overtake them and run them down in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, be kind in the Lord, shine day. My God, we thank you, oh God, we cry out to our Lord this morning. Lord, you will hear our prayers and answers, oh God. Speedily in the name name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those that are needing a healer today, oh God, we know you need a healer, oh God. So hold on to the Lord who hears us. Heal right now, oh God. Lord, those that are concerned and confused, we call peace to come and be still this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace overtake, oh God. Let peace be their friend, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, for your mind and your word says, oh God, that no mighty man is unstable in all this way. So Lord, I pray for a sound mind of your people today. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that we are operating with a sound mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Instructions, Father God, that we will make the right choices, oh God, that we will truly be blessed.
Hallelujah, Father God, let us not be tempted by the world, the things of possession, of people, of conversations of this world. But Lord, let us be, hallelujah, let us be set on you, oh God, the things that you will have for us to do, oh God. Oh Lord, trust us right now. Let the fruits of your spirit take root and abound in us all, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We love you, Lord. We decree and declare right now that all that we prayed for and touched and agreed this morning, that God has heard our prayers and answered our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we trust you. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene right now concerning your children. Oh, Lord, and turn it all around for our good. That every curse that the enemy has sent our way, Lord, turn it into a blessing. And we thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed, that we can never be cursed. We thank you, Lord God, that right now it's turning around for us.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord God,
thank you.
Because you have turned it around. Right now, we thank you.
Thank you,
we give it all over to you, Lord God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to open up the lines so we can hear your voices. Good morning, Evangelist Kimberly Rapper and the Rapper family. Good morning, Minister Lern Green and Sister Connie Norman. Good morning. Hallelujah. Everyone in New York, Louisiana, our surrounding cities, good morning. God bless you all.
Morning.
God bless. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to hear everybody's voice this morning. We just thank God this morning. You all were still on, and I thank you all for holding on the system. For some reason, I was in prayer for like 10 minutes, and I saw Mother Dillard come on, and I seen her hang up, and I'm like, what's going on? And so it brought it to my attention. The line wasn't open, though I was praying already. I believe you all could hear the music, but they couldn't hear me praying for about 10 minutes. But I thank God y'all just stayed in position. Amen. Amen. Because sometimes we're so quick to run and move. But I thank God that you all, but I thank God for your patience.
Yes.
Patience is a virtue, that you were patient to just stay in position. And I thank you all for that this morning, those of you who just stayed in position. Amen. And I was praying, and the prayers went forth, you all. So I just thank you all, and God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, welcome, welcome. We do realize, you know, I want to join in, you know, with Pastor and say we do apologize. You know, we do realize that sometimes we have some technical difficulties. There are friends and family that are calling in from New York. They said they were not able to get in. So I do encourage everyone, you know, just to keep calling back. And if you have friends and family members that can't get in, you know, just tell them just to keep calling back, because sometimes, you know, the system does mess up a little bit.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Welcome. It's Sunday morning service. So good to see Brother Lyman. So I know you've been working the last couple of Sundays, so it's so good to see Minister Lauren Green in service today. And just everyone that's here, and thanks, Sister Connie, for coming out last night to celebrate your birthday. Sister Connie, it was so good to see you and your daughter and everyone that you brought with you. She brought a great amount of people with her on last night. And, amen, we want to invite you all to come back out tonight. It's a different show. Last night we were celebrating Pastor Manning's birthday. We're still celebrating the whole weekend. We just thanking God.
Hallelujah.
He's turned 40 years old, so it's a milestone. Yeah. And so if you're free this evening, we want to send you out some complimentary tickets to come out at 5 o'clock today to enjoy the show. So if you're interested, please give me a call. I believe all you all have my number, or text me. We'll send you out the complimentary ticket to come out tonight. It's a different show from last night.
Amen.
So if you came last night, what we're doing tonight is different from last night.
Amen.
So I just thank Sister Connie for her support and those that came out to support us on last night. And whenever you all come out, we just really appreciate it. Always good to see you. You know, we don't get to see everybody because we're in service online, but when we're able to see you, I appreciate it. And since you've kind of been coming out for so many years, no more than 10 years.
Oh, I got a chance. Thank you so much, Sister Connie, for coming out. I got a chance to put my arm around her and hug her. And when I tell you that Jesus is all over you,
amen.
You know, to be able to be in this place, you know, to worship with each and every one of you, you know, that's right here with us, but to be in y'all's presence, you know, that really is a blessing. So thank everybody, you know, for coming out, and thank God for every single one that's here in Sunday service here this morning as well.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome. It's your first time with us here in Sunday service. We have the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Pastor Tawani Kamani.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we want to welcome you all today. So if it's your first time, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you're pressed one, we would love to pray and bless you in the name of Jesus. So please do so. If it's your first time, press one. Hallelujah. And if you're online listening this morning, you would call in. We want to pray for you and pray with you. The number is 845-277-9213. Amen. We know we have many people that listen online. It's better for them to listen online and call in. But we like when you call in because we can see you and we're able to interact even more when you call in. So, amen. We want to do something a little bit different. Evangelist Kim, if you don't mind, I want to open your lineup. Can you press one if it's okay for me to open your lineup? Evangelist Kim. If it's okay for me to open your lineup, Evangelist Kim, I want you to press one for me. Hallelujah. All right, God bless you. It just got to my spirit. If you got a word in your mouth or you got a song for the people, so whichever one God give you, so I was glad for you to give the people something this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to encourage everybody to continue to put God first. You know, it's something about when we just get back and get out the way and let God be God. And I've been just doing that, and I'm seeing so many blessings that are opening up in my life, my family life, and it just makes life easier when you let God be in control. So I really want to encourage everybody out there going through anything, trust God. Trust God, and He knows everything that you're going through. He's a God that can't fail. So you just trust Him in everything that you're going through, with your finances, with your health, with your spouses, with your children, everything. Just put Him first and say, God, please be the God of my life and take care of the situation and watch Him move in miraculous ways. So that's my word of encouragement for today, is put God first. Amen.
Amen. Someone needed that. And we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that was the perfect word for today, really, to trust God, because people are going through so much, with so much happening, and people are really coming out that place of believing and trusting. So we have to encourage one another. So I thank you for that word.
Amen.
Amen.
I second it. I thank you for that word. I'm going to eat on that all day.
Amen. God bless you, Vanishcare. Amen. God bless you and your family. Amen. Hallelujah. I knew she had a word in her mouth.
Yeah.
I said, all right, Lord, I'm a Holy Spirit. I'm going to be obedient.
Right.
And we needed that, to hear that and courage. Trust God. Trust. And your life will be so much better.
Amen.
That's when you really have peace. That's when you can rest.
That's right.
You can lay down with all hell breaking loose. You can go take a nap.
Yes.
And they looking at you, what? Do you not understand what's about to happen? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I got it. I'm going to sleep. You can rest. Amen. You all, you know, on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., we have our communion. So if you go ahead and grab your thing for your communion, we're going to play our one song selection, and we'll be right back with our communion. Amen. Thank you, man. Trust God, you all. Trust God. Amen.
Well, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into His presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love Him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, worship Him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. We enter in. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes, I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. The whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Hold on to me, yes he did. Yes he did. I got to breathe.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let's pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to commune with you, Father. For we come right now having holy communion, remembering what you have already done, remembering your finished works, Christ Jesus. Remembering, Father God, that your body had already been made broken, Father God, for us. And because of your broken body, Father God, we are healed, we are whole, and we are set free. We come to you this morning, Father God, recognizing that by your death, your burial, and your resurrection, Father God, that you are victorious. You defeated Satan right there on the cross, Father God. And you are victorious, Father God. You overcame death, Father God, by the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. You sit right there in that place of honor, Father God, on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And we too sit right there with you, Father God. We sit right there with you, Christ, in that place of honor, seated in heavenly places. So we stay in that place of rest because you are victorious, Christ Jesus. We too are victorious through you. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, it shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. O Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. And we thank you, Father God, for covering each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleansing us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able, because you're able, Father God, we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses to the cross with you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that we now can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. We thank you for your broken body, Father God. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, how you were mad and spit upon, how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. And we are the healed. Hallelujah. We thank you. Because by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. And we thank you for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread, you broke it, you said, take it. For this is my body which was broken for you. And for taking faith in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood, Lord Jesus, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. For your blood, it redeems us. And it cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving, and everybody do say amen, amen again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. What can wash away our sins?
Nothing.
But the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You all will be right back here for the preached word. My pastor, Tawani Kamani, stay with us. Tawani Kamani, stay with us. God bless everyone. Hallelujah.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing given to me,
given to me,
for every valley.
Valley, you used to say
to me,
send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me.
your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
amazing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, you are so amazing, so amazing. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here to Sunday service at this 10 a.m. hour. We just want to welcome you, and we have made it now to the, you know, to the message part of Sunday service. Will be delivered to you by none other than my wonderful, beautiful, so talented, so anointed wife. You know, God really, really helps her, really works with her, gives her insight. You know, God has been doing so many mighty things through her. You know, she has a mighty word that's in her mouth this morning. I do realize, you know, that I should stay in position, and everybody, you know, should stay in position to be able to receive that preached word. When God gives someone a word, hallelujah, you better know that God is going to move in their lives, move in your lives. So here we are right now this morning for the preached word that will be given to you by Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God all praise. Burn it on. Come on. It's your glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We just thank you, Father God, for one more time. Amen. Because you are worthy of God all praise, glory, and other all the admiration. Lord, we come and talk to you this morning, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hopefully you are. Just thank God. Amen. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance. All night. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful to be here. I feel good to see everybody here in Sunday morning service. Amen. Knowing that God has kept you. Amen. I want you to understand that your good is kept. Amen. Because God is your keeper. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let us pray. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ. Holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Have your way, oh God. I declare you to be on the throne of my life in all and through all areas of my life, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. That thy kingdom come, that thy will be done right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of doubt, disbelief. I come against every spirit of fear, shame, guilt, condemnation. I come against every spirit operating on the side outside of the Holy Spirit, every unteachable spirit. And I command you to cease your works and die at the root of it. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown victory on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. This morning, church, I'm not going to hold you long. We have about 30 minutes in Sunday service, but I want to make sure that I'm effective in what's coming forward. Amen. It's not about me. It's all about what God is doing. And like what Pastor Kim said this morning, trust God. Amen. If you would just trust him, amen. And when trust comes in, faith God. See, you got to have faith in what you trust. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's some things that you can trust in. If you don't have faith, they come hand in hand. Hallelujah. You got to have faith God. And to trust in that thing, you got to have faith in it, amen? To trust that it's going to do what it says it's going to do, amen? Hallelujah. Today, church, the message is, do you have the faith to be healed?
Yeah.
Do you have the faith to be healed? Do you have the faith that your children will be healed? Do you have faith that your mother, your mother to be healed? Do you have faith for your husband to be healed? Do you have faith for your father to be healed? Do you have faith for your wife to be healed? Do you have faith?
Hallelujah.
To receive the healing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark, amen. We're going to start off in the book of Mark as we talk about, do you have faith to be healed? I want to say you can have faith for others to be healed. See, sometimes when somebody else don't have enough faith, you can step right in. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail it much because you are operated with pure faith and trusting God for the miracle of healing. I want to ask you today, do you have the faith to be healed? See, many of us are sick in our bodies, and we're connected to the wrong people that don't have faith. When your faith is dying out on you, you need somebody else to be able to step in and have faith and move mountains. But the question today is, do you have faith to be healed? My Lord, my God. I know you're saying I'm praying, I'm believing. But are you really believing? Do you really have the faith?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And whoever you have plans for, you do they have a faith? See, some people go ahead and count you out. When they're in the house and the doctor said, it ain't no way they're going to make it. And they're already making your funeral arrangements. But there's one that has a faith that say, God can and God will. Come on. We're telling you that's how God moves and works. I want you to understand the resurrection power is on the inside of you. It's only operated, activated by faith. But do you have the faith to be healed? My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Come on, Mary. Have your way right now. The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 1 and 12, and I'm going to make sure I don't go too fast because I want us to get this today. I want to make sure the young and the elderly and everything in between are able to get the word out today. Amen. The Bible says in Mark, chapter 2, verse 1 and 12, and again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that, hallelujah, that he was in the house. Immediately, we're talking about Jesus was in the house. So immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic man, amen, who carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. So when Jesus saw that thing, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." But I want you to understand something here. In verse 7, said, when Jesus saw that thing, he said the face of the paralytic. He said, but when he saw that thing, the four men that carried him, that walked through the roof of the Lord and God received him. When Jesus saw that faith, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, yes, I want you to understand today, who do you all carry you? Who you got walking with you? Do you have enough faith for you to be here when your faith is dying out?
Hallelujah.
Come on now. And the Bible said, and some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, saying, why does this man speak blasphemy like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? See, some of us are sick because of the sins that's in our life. Some of us are sick because of the dirt and the sins that is part of our bodies. My Lord, my God, the Bible says in verse 8, but immediately when Jesus was seen in his spirit, that they reasoned back within themselves. He said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take your bed and walk. But they, hallelujah, but they, you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And then he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise and take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all. So they all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this.
Yes, Lord.
Come on now. I want you to understand today, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you have the faith to be healed? I want to go back to the scripture said, when Jesus saw that faith. But do you have the faith, hallelujah, so that your friend can be healed, so that your sister can be healed, so that your brother can be healed? I want to go down. But do you have faith to believe that? Hallelujah, 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 my God, my God, my Lord, and we go over to Mark, hallelujah, chapter 5, we've heard this story before, but I want to say it again today, there's a renewing on today, amen. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, I'm sorry, Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. And suffered many things from many physicians. Amen. She had what? You don't understand. She went to many physicians. She had seen all that she had and was no better, but I ever grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the choir and touched his garment. But she said, if only I may touch this cloth, I shall be made well. I want you to understand, even right here, it shows that she already had faith. She came believing. She came walking by faith and not by sight. And then, see, the Bible says it needed a fountain of her blood was tried of her. And she felt it in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself the power that had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But if the Bible says to him, you see the multitude growing in you, and you say, who touched me? Hallelujah. When you get faith like that, Jesus, Lord, somebody touched me. And it was all about faith that activated the power that's on the inside of Jesus. So it leads to the healing. Amen. Because she touched her. Because she touched her with faith. If you don't believe me, go on to the next verse. The Bible said, and let the world see him who had done these things. But the woman feared and trembled, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
Hallelujah.
Mama, come on now. Well, you better know. You better know right now. You better know she didn't just come with God and maybe. She didn't just want to hope. She can't believe it. She can't walk in by faith. My Lord, my God. She didn't have to see it face. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And because what was on the inside of her, what she was operating with, she was operating with the power of faith. They had a very good healing that came from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Do you have the faith
Hallelujah.
To be healed? Do you have the faith today? I ask you again because we pray the same prayer over and over and over. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. But will you have the faith to stay right there and be healed? Will you trust God for your healing? How will you not get weary in your weight? I want you to understand faith moves mountains. Faith brings healing. Faith opens up doors that no man can close. And closed doors that no man can open. Faith. But do you have faith to be healed? Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah. And we go over to the book of Luke, amen. This is chapter 18 with me. The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 35 through 43. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to give you a minute to get that with me because I need you to lay eyes to it for yourself. Write it down because and I want you to share it with somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Luke says in chapter 18, verse 35 through 43. Hallelujah. The Bible says, then it happened. As he was coming near Jericho, there was a certain blind man standing by the road begging, and hearing a multitude passing by, he asked him what it meant. Hallelujah. The Bible says, so they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on coming. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Come on, and immediately receive his sight. And Father, give it glorify God. And all the people, when they saw it, they praise for God. Do you have faith to cry out, Stephen, Lord? Do you have faith when they tell you to shut up, to cry out because you believe in the word? Do they hear us and heal? Remember, I ask you again, do you have faith to be healed? Do you have faith to go the extra mile? Do you have faith to cry out when they say shut up, go away? I want to know faith higher. My God, do you have faith?
Thank you.
Do you have faith? Do you have faith? When we look at the book of Luke, chapter 7, hallelujah, verse 6 through 10, hallelujah, I'm about to wrap it up here, but I want you to understand how important your faith is to all that you're asking God for. Luke chapter 7, the Bible tells us, you all, that without faith we cannot please God. So how are you going to come to God without faith? If we know pleasing to him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 7, hallelujah, verse 6 through 10, it says, and Jesus went with them. And when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not hungry. Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof. Therefore, I do not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to you, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith. Not even in Israel, and those who were sent returned to the house found the servant well who had been sick.
Yeah.
By faith.
Yes.
He said, I'm not going to walk with such great faith.
Hallelujah.
Do you have the faith to be healed?
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Come with me over to Matthew as I wrap up here. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 3, you all. And I want to wrap up here. Actually, I got one more scripture. I'm going to wrap up. Hallelujah. Do you have faith to be healed? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 3, he says, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Hallelujah. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing to be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Why is this, Pastor? Because of faith. He didn't say maybe. He didn't quit. He said, if you are willing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I will be here. I want you to understand leprosy was something, you all, that was incurable during the time. It was severe as AIDS is today. It was a terrifying disease because there was no known cure. But yet Jesus, they did. Hallelujah, I want you to understand this. And they had to stay in a separate place. They couldn't live amongst the world people. They had to be put in a different community. But I want you to understand here today in Scripture that the leper was healed because he had faith to be healed.
Hallelujah.
He didn't go to Jesus. Maybe he didn't go worrying about it. He didn't go thinking maybe he could do it. He didn't go to Jesus like he went to man, if he would go to a doctor, like we go to a doctor. No, he went to Jesus and said, if you are willing, that's a word of faith. He spoke with faith. Nobody knows if you're willing, I'll be healed.
Hallelujah.
I know if you're willing, I'll be healed. Hallelujah. That's like you know somebody, they got it, and it's up to them to give it to you.
Yeah.
By faith. Hallelujah. 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 Will you receive your healing today? By faith. Do you have the faith to be healed? It's faith that activates the miracle of healing. Hallelujah. It is my prayer today. Hallelujah. That God will increase your faith to receive the miracle of healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will you receive it today? Will there be one today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank
we
you.
Call upon you, Jehovah, the Lord. You are
Hallelujah.
Here, oh God. We come believing, oh God. We come walking by faith and not by sight today, knowing, oh Lord, that you can do all things but fail. Oh Lord, heal our bodies, oh God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, heal us, Lord. We need a healing on today. Heal our mothers,
yes,
oh God. Heal our brothers and sisters. Heal our fathers, oh God. Heal our husbands and wives, oh God. Heal our children, oh God. All that we love and concern about. Heal our church, oh Lord, right now. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we need a healing on today.
Amen.
Let us suffer no more, oh God. Heal us, oh God, from every sickness, disease, known and unknown to men, oh God, from every ache, pain, and discomfort right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive our healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
yes.
And amen.
Amen. There might be one today. There might be one just a miracle right now. Will you come? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Will you press one today? See, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And if you know that you have never before prayed the prayer of salvation, come today while you still have time. You know, this message that went forth this morning, you know, we have that. So that same faith, allow that same faith to move you from where you are right now as being a sinner, being sentenced to death, and move in that place of being in grace, being in Christ, being sealed in faith. See, there might be one. Will you come today? The most important thing that we can ever do as a human being is receive God into our lives. Hallelujah. See, that means everything right here in this world that we're in right now, right here in the land of living, and after we leave this land, we leave this world into the world of come. It is the most important thing. Will you come? Will you press one today? Will you come? If you know family members and friends, will you come? Hallelujah. Will you come? We invite them to be a part of the sheepfold, to be a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There might be one.
Jesus.
And maybe one have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But you have found that your faith has been weakened. You have found yourself drifting out of grace. You have found yourself back into those same unclean places, whether it's your healing, your body is concerned, whether your mind is concerned. You find yourself going back into that place of not trusting God. When you have already confessed that he is your Lord and Savior, will you come today? Allow Pastor Tawanika and I, you know, to pray with you and to pray for you.
Yes,
we're just going to lead you right back there into the hands of God, lead you right back there when the sheep go astray. Hallelujah. That's why God put shepherds in place to go after the sheep, to bring them back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Will you press one today? Will you come back to Jesus? Not come back to us. Will you come back to Jesus today? Today. Putting all of your trust in his hand. Taking it out of your hand. See, I don't know what it looks like right now. But I do know that in Christ, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All things are possible. Will
Jesus.
You press one today? Will you put all your faith into God? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Today, right now. Right now. There might be one. There might be one that needs our combined faith. Our combined faith. Everyone that here, you know, that's streaming with us in Sunday service. Pastor Tawanika and I, every single evangelist, every single apostle, every single prophet, and pastor, every single teacher, all here together. Will you come today? Will you come today for prayer? Will you come today for that very thing that's been plaguing you? Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us over here in the book of Matthew 18 that when two or three are gathered together, hallelujah, in his name, he said there he is in the midst. Hallelujah. So we do know that every single thing that God is involved in is prosperous. But see, it takes for us to come together as the body of Christ. Will you come today? Will you come? Will you come? Hallelujah. There's power in agreement. Hallelujah. See, we can be beat down all day long. Hallelujah. But when two or three come together, hallelujah, and that message went forward today, see, my faith might be enough for you. Hallelujah. Our combined faith, that might be just what you need.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's not what we say. That's what the word says. There might be one. There might be one that's looking for a church home this morning. You're looking for a place where you can be loved, where you can love, where you can serve, hallelujah, because it is greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor today, hallelujah. Will you press one? Will you come today? There is no time or no distance in the spirit, hallelujah. And this is where we're at right now. We're right now in that place of being in a place where we can fellowship with one another. See, we just want to love you like God has shown us how to love you. That's a supernatural love in the eyes of Christ Jesus, being led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. See, that's what we're going to do for you. We're going to feed you that word. We're going to feed it to you so good until you be in that place where you can give it to one another that we can't see. See, that's what we're here for. Hallelujah. There might be one. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single body, every single mind, every single one that came and everyone that had the desire to come. We thank you for healing us already in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for delivering us already in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, Father God, that if we would place all our cares upon you, you are the one that cares for us. If we thank you, Father God, for caring for us. We thank you, Father God, that you shed your blood for us, Father God. That because of your blood, Father God, hallelujah, it protects us, it guides us, it keeps us, it heals us, and it sets us free. For your word said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we say right now that we are the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, for calling us free. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us right there on your right hand, Father God. We keep us right there, Father God, because you care for every single one of our kids. We plead your precious blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your precious blood over everything and everybody that is concerning us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say all is well. All is well right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. To God be the glory. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. At this time we'll take our tithes and offerings. Amen. Amen. You'll send your tithes and offering over to Cash App. If you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel, and we'll receive those through our Cash App. Amen. Amen. All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity you've given us, Father God. Oh, Lord, to be able to sow, Lord God, and to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, make us in a misery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Hallelujah. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Lord, help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality for your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone here in Sunday service, morning service. We won't have our 2 o'clock service today, you all. We will be at the theater today around time. We have a show at 5 o'clock. Again, if you're interested in coming on out today, be our guest. Give me a call, those of you who have the number, and we will send you out the complimentary ticket for you and your family. So come on out and enjoy. There will be food and drinks and a good time of laughter. If you need a good laugh, come on out. Laughter is good for the soul. Amen. For our morning announcements, you all, the Sunday, June 13th, 2021. Here at the Gospel Ministry, Houston, Texas, with our senior pastors, Salonika and Dorsey Manning. Amen. Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at 732-434-2510. Amen. Again, it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 732-434-2510. I know we have been on a different schedule for a whole month. It kind of threw everybody off a bit because we're on at midnight. So this we're just going to be remembered. So I'll send out the messages at 9 p.m. to join us. Amen. And Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And then Saturday, we have our Learn Lessons. You all join us as we're talking about God's will. Amen. Which is here on our church line at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And then Sunday mornings, we have our 10 a.m. service and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time services here. So join us here, 845-277-9213. Third Sunday, you all, we have bring a guest. And tell them they don't have to, they don't have to get dressed up to come unless they want to get dressed up and be at home, but invite a guest to come and have service with us. We're trusting God. God is blessed with a healing and deliverance ministry. We serve a God that is omnipotent, omnipresent. So, amen. Wherever you are, there's no place that the Spirit of God cannot reach you. So invite someone to come join us on third Sunday. I know God is doing a new thing, and we're trusting God for the miracle here in the Gospel Public Ministry, right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. In the month of July, we will be having, we have a class that's coming up, and I want to roll it out to you all that we'll be having here in Houston for the children. We're going to have vocational Bible study for those who have children. Bring them all over to the house. And we're gonna, and I'm gonna be spending time with the children and teaching them and doing some arts and crafts. We love children, so we're gonna have that time for our children. And so God bless everyone. I believe that's all I have to shout is our. And we're going to have an air walk pastor say it. Monday through Thursday, y'all, we have a shout. It's hosted by Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. And that's at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's the new time. So join us. It's a time of praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the word of God to go forward, great and mighty, on the shout. And also this month, in the month of June, the last week of June, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I don't have the dates with me, I'll be affirmed in the office of an apostle. So that's kind of a time of elevation. And God is elevating me in the office of an apostle. If you're here, join me. Let me know. Make arrangements to come out. It is a big celebration. I'm so excited about the elevation in the body of Christ. So I'm just thanking God for this big day to come. I'm looking forward to it. I want to share it with my church family and family members and loved ones. So please join me on the day. It's from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Sunday is the actual day of the affirmation, the affirming and the office, the ordination service. So be there, and I'll send out the invite. I believe that's all we have. God bless you. May God keep you. God continue to strengthen you. We pray here. to the gospel public ministry, you all. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place, and we bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our devotion now by Pastor Dorothy Manning.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for the preached word that went forth by our pastor, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, I definitely got a lot out of that, you know, encouragement. And I do pray that each and every one of you was able to be encouraged as well in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless every single one of you. May God keep you in all of your ways. We love you here. God loves you more. And remember, Satan is defeated.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Y'all have yourself a blessed day. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Remember, if you want to come out tonight, this evening at 5 p.m., to have a good time with us, please come out and enjoy. God bless you. God keep you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
get that.